We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out,
here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
For ourselves,
for each other,
and for you.
Hey, witches!
Hello.
We are at a beautiful place on a beautiful day. It is sunny, colder than we thought it would be over spring break.
But warmer than it has been the last few days.
Yep, so this is good. And we are at the beginning of a walk up to a beautiful high elevation place where we can practice releasing some shit.
Yes.
Haha.
And we have special guest, my dog Freya, who is here to mainly sniff things so far.
Let's see if we can get the sound of her snuffling. Hey Freya, can you snuffle this?
She says,
nope.
Certainly cannot.
I will not snuffle, she says. But now she is snuffling away from me. And we are trying a new thing where we take you on a hike with us. And since, of course, I don't have a whole lot of battery.
Why would that be a thing?
Because why would that happen? Even though I tried really hard.
The trying the important part.
Right. we will endeavor to give you about a half an hour of time in which we encourage you to take part in a moving your body, moving your physical body, and releasing a attachment to a behavior or a person, or I don't know, that's probably enough ors.
Yeah.
And especially if it's something big that you've been working on, maybe from the beginning of this podcast with us, it can be something big. It also can be something small.
We're planning to make different choices. That's what we are, our goal. I'm walking over here towards the recording.
Yes.
What we are endeavoring to do is to banish some shit, release some shit. Sorry, not banish, release. And when that thing comes back into our life, as we had stated before, it usually is going to come back. You're not going to release it and it's going to go away forever. We are going to choose to make a different choice the next time we encounter the thing.
Yes. So, get your metaphorical or physical shoes on and join us in moving this blessing of a body that you have in this lifetime, in this current reincarnation that we are all enjoying together, or living together, or whatever word fits how you feel today. While we stop and look at this really cool puddle. You're looking at a puddle.
Nothing in it so far, but we are going to have to put a species report.
Yes.
All the things we find here.
Yes, as we walk through, we will tell you the things we find, but there are no little froggy eggs or anything yet.
I know a couple of places up here where there are some, though.
Of course Lizard knows where there's frog eggs. It's an essential thing you can count on in your life.
That's true.
Just in case you needed that in your life, you now have it. Okay. It's really beautiful. You can just see, like, so we are, as you know, in Appalachia. We're in West Virginia. And as we look out, you can just see, like, this hint of green.
Mm-hmm. There's a red kind of haze about the tops of many of the trees because we have some buds that are, like, there and just kind of, like, I'm going to be a leaf eventually.
And so a reminder, as you hear our voice right now and we are walking, just if you want to go outside for a walk, that sounds good. If you want to just walk up and down the stairs of your house, if you have stairs in your house, that's good too. If you just feel like moving your body while you listen to this, however feels good to you. Oh, let's see, what do we got over here? We're looking at plants. I see coltsfoot.
I see ground pine. That's an evergreen though, so it's not new, but...
What's this one?
This one I'm just looking at. I'm not sure. This one is.
And I will put a picture, or we will put a picture of coltsfoot. If you do not know coltsfoot. Coltsfoot is a great plant for early spring, and the environmental educators in us and cannot, you know, I have to, we have to tell you about children and all of these things, but it's very fun to look out for coltsfoot because it, oh, yarrow. Where's the yarrow? Oh, it's a yarrow. Lizard has been pulled over by a dog again. We have a really funny reel of Lizard being pushed over by my dog. So we have a little beautiful yarrow here, and coltsfoot. And coltsfoot is really nice to look for yourself for a sign of early spring. It's one of the first flowers. And it's also really fun to look for with kids because you can show them the difference between a coltsfoot and a dandelion. And they often think that all the yellow flowers are all dandelions, but coltsfoot grows really differently. So definitely check that out. It's a fun thing for early spring. And we are walking through a field of dogbane now. Dogbane is so great for making cordage out of.
I'm not familiar with this plant, but it says piggyback plant or pickaback plant. Youth on age is what this one says.
Interesting. Yay, we found a new plant.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to look that up a little bit further because it doesn't look quite right.
Ooh, we should take pictures. Will you take pictures while I record?
Yeah, for sure.
So here's some dogbane. I love dogbane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, dogbane fluff. Oh, actually, you know what's really fun too is we can then take the dogbane fluff and bring it up and release it when we get to the rocking outcrop. Mm. That seems like a very nice thing to fly away and release.
Yes.
Okay, so friends, so you are moving your amazing, blessed, witchy body at this moment. And think about what you are releasing today.
And we just did this when we were on the way here, specifically looking at what we are going to release, because it can't be something really big. Well, I mean, it can be something really big, but you need to be specific about it. Like, what exactly are you letting go, and what is the choice you are about to make differently the next time that fucking thing comes back in your life?
Yes. So we will take you through our current things that we are working on. Well, do you want to go first or shall I? As we both walk, being like, look at all the coltsfoot. Let's look at some pretty flowers. Ouch. Ooh, algae.
Freya, it's standing in it. Don't
Freya,
that.
Gross.
That's the worst choice. Because I love the muck, which I don't disagree with, but you shouldn't drink it.
Okay.
I just want to say that before we do this on a happy note, I really love like the word squelch. I think it's great. And spring is in fact squelch season because everything is muddy and swampy and disgusting, which is awesome. And I have taught all the children to say squelch. They know what squelch means now. And I have a video of the first graders going through the mud, going squelch, 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 squelch. And I think it's pretty great.
That's funny. Also, Freya likes to walk in circles and then walk in front of me. So then Lizard has to walk around me.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole little dance that's happening.
It's the whole thing.
Okay, well, we hope you're enjoying this hike with us. This is a new thing. We keep trying new things. Okay, so we're coming back.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, I'll go with mine. So, as many of you may remember, I am in perimenopause. I feel like we should have a better word for this. And I have been for the last 6.5 years, so the whole thing started kind of early for me. And I didn't know about it. And my mother, who was so good at telling me lots of things, like just sort of never told me that my family, that women start going through perimenopause like at age 40 or earlier. Oh. So that's like kind of a thing. It wasn't even on my decade list. Anyway, so it's been a while and my body is doing lots of things. And one of the things it's doing right now is just continually amassing weight. So I've put on about, at this point, about 35 pounds. And I get lots of exercise and run about in the woods and eat good food. So I've been trying lots of things. So I went to visit a doctor yesterday, and it was a really horrendously horrible experience. I was very grateful for Lizard. Thank you, Lizard.
Sure.
Because I could then whine and complain to her about the experience, and she made me feel better. But I am releasing... Shoot, I already forgot. What am I releasing? We had it in such great words.
You are releasing the expectation of what you think is going to happen?
Yes. Thank you. I am releasing my attachment to directing, like, how my body is going to be healthy through menopause. I am releasing my attachment to knowing how it's going to go. And I am going to stand in alignment with trusting my body, because I trusted my body my whole life. I trusted my body with the birth of my two healthy boys. I've trusted my body through the pandemic. I've trusted my body to so many things. Why would I stop trusting my body now? So I don't see a way forward yet with what's going on with my perimenopausal symptoms, including not sleeping. Oh my God. But I'm going to just lean into my witchiness and my faith in my body and in plants and this world that I love. And the next time that opportunity comes around where I could feel really badly about my weight gain or feel badly about, I don't know, all the things I end up feeling badly about with that, I'm just going to choose to let go of that feeling and choose instead trusting my body. Okay, there we go.
Beautiful.
How about you give me Freya and I will give you the phone so
okay.
You can talk.
All right.
Yay,
Freya. Okay, so, sorry, I'm like the dog. What I am going to be releasing is related to all of the family member drama, vast amounts of things that have been going on with my family. And specifically, the choices of my family member that I can't control. And I have to really let go of the fact that those are not my consequences. Those are not my decisions. None of this situation is something that I brought about, and none of the situation and the choices that now have to be made as a result of things that happened in the past is something that I can control or change. So I am choosing to release my attachment to
guilt. No more guilt.
The guilt over that, and this feeling that I should feel bad because I can't fix it.
No more guilt. No more guilt.
That's a big fucking thing. Like these wounds that we carry through the generations of our family based on the ways that people behaved and then therefore either emulated for us and we picked up the habit or taught us directly to behave really play a huge role in the way we view the world, and that's the basis for how you look at it. So I'm having to kind of unlearn that and to learn a different way of dealing with things. And it's tough because with psychology, fucking, you don't know always why you behave a certain way. And so I'm looking at all of these psychological things and learning different reasons why I behave the way that I do, which is very interesting. And so, yeah, that is what I'm releasing is my guilt that I should be able to control it and I can't. And yeah. Replacing it with the acceptance that someone else's choices are someone else's choices.
Woohoo! Go lizard!
Woo!
Yay!
Happy vulture!
So, wanted to also take a minute to think about different ways that you can remember when you choose to release something and what your new choice is when that comes around again. It is really empowering for me to realize that when I release something, just to know that it's going to come back. Like, to know that there's going to be a circumstance, in my case, where very soon I will be in a situation that I've been in before, where in the past I have felt badly about myself. And if I just know that's going to happen, when it happens, how do you remember? How do you remember? So, I am blessed at this stage of my life to have a wonderful friend, Lizard, who I call my beastie because it was my bestie, but then one time I said it wrong and it was beastie, and it seems really appropriate, you know, Lizard, that she's my beastie. But definitely have not always had that in my life, and I'm really grateful to the friends that I have who are like intentionally on the spiritual path with me, because we can help remind each other. Yeah. It's very wonderful. Lizard and I are also happy to be on the path with you. You can always communicate with us. We like that. In fact, we like it a lot, because if there's something that we're doing that is helpful, we'll do more of that.
Yeah. And also, even at like, don't hesitate to say, hey, this is what I'm going through. Like, does this seem right? Like, I, you know, not that we're obviously like, we're not psychologists or, you know, whatever, but if you need someone to tell you, like, to be your reminder, we would be happy to do that.
Yeah, for sure. It makes us happy. And we do spend a lot of time sort of joking about our lives and making light of ourselves, because we want to be approachable, and there are lots of things that we don't know. We're bringing you along the journey with us. But I feel like we should take a moment and say that we do have really beautiful lives. We are doing the things that we love. We are in a community of people that we have worked really hard to support and cultivate and bring together. And there's a lot of magic in our life. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to improve and evolve, but we are very blessed, for sure. Okay, what's another way to remember? So we talked about writing down what you're releasing. Yep. And having a physical way to let go of it. Like right now, we're getting closer to our beautiful high point here. Just doing these little meditations and rituals with us. And then, I mean, there's so many different ways with your craft to remind yourself. I really like doing a morning ritual, and sometimes I will just write a word or two on my hand. Mm-hmm. If there's something I'm trying to remember or I'm working on. I like working on one thing at a time, because I get overwhelmed by too many decisions, but maybe you might work on a couple of things. I have a feeling that you might work on more than one thing at once.
I do.
Okay, passing you back to Lizard.
Okay. I also, something that I really enjoy doing is you can get at craft stores these little glass or plastic bottles with a stopper or a cork that you can either carry in your pocket or wear on a chain. And I really like writing a thing that I'm trying to remember on a piece of paper and rolling it up really small and putting it in the little bottle and then taking that with me, so that I literally have a thing in my pocket or around my neck reminding me of what my goal is. Because, you know, I think I've said this before. I'm probably going to say, I think I've said this before, and I totally have. Bear with me. But my father would always tell me that what you practice is what you get good at, and you like doing what you're good at. And so therefore what you practice all the time is what you like doing, whether that is healthy for you or not. So make it healthy for you. Practice over and over again, telling yourself, reminding yourself what you're working on, what the goal is. And the more you have that in your life, the repetition of that in your life, then the more it'll be easier for you to believe it. It'll be easier for you to see it if you didn't see it before.
Yes.
So practice, practice, practice.
And then with this whole idea of this podcast that seems so simple, but encouraging the movement of your physical body, your physical form, in that practice is what we are working on. Working in and working out.
Yes.
Now, of course, it says workout, and in your mind, that probably seems like a different thing than we are encouraging. It's literally just move your body, move your mind, practice your craft.
Yes.
In a way that's healthy for you.
There's so much energy building when you practice magic that, you know, you're thinking about how much intention you put into a spell, and that's why it works. You're doing the same sort of thing here. It's just that the movement of your body is the energy building thing.
So let's check in with you and moving your body. So, do you have your release, your idea of what you were going to release? Hold that in your mind or write it down. And as you're moving your body, we're raising energy towards the release of your thing releasing.
The thing releasing. Here, I can give you the phone back and take
it. Okay, switch.
I got her. Freya is very good off-leash, but there are also people here, and I don't want a large, muddy beast running up to greet them or bark at them. I'm not saying that my dog is perfect. She's totally a turd, but that's okay.
Love you so much, Freya.
She loves me too.
Yeah, Freya is like, I've never had a guard dog. I've never trained a guard dog. Freya is a guard dog because she wants to be one. And I've actively tried to train it out of her to mixed success, because that's just what she does. So she needs a job and she needs an outlet for her energy, which is honestly pretty similar to the way we are.
Right. So I was just noticing as we walk on this trail to this rocky outcrop that we are walking to because of this thing that we are doing with you today, that we have passed like at least 6 trails that I wanted to go down really badly because I love tracking animals. It's a thing. I really, really like tracking animals. And I was like, oh my goodness, look over there. Like, look at that little tiny little fawn track. It's so cute. But our goal today is this release and recording this podcast with you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, there's another trail, lizard. And I feel like it is a really good metaphor for the craft and for, you know, manifesting what we want in our life. Is it's so much of it is about staying on the path that you decided for yourself and focusing on it and seeing through to the end and using whatever habits or rituals that you can to remind yourself of what it is that you were going for after realizing and creating the space and time and effort to figure out what it is that you are actually going for. I mean, like, I at least don't immediately always know what I want. I have to figure it out. In fact, Lizard and I sat in the car together with Freya, literally breathing down our necks, wanting to get out of the car, so that we took the time to figure out what it was that we were releasing, where we were going. And a very large part of that motivation was y'all, honestly, right?
Yeah.
That we had made a commitment to do this. We made a commitment to each other and to you. So we're actually making the time to go to this beautiful place, to stay on this particular path, to go to this particular rock outcropping and to bring you with us to release the things that we helped each other figure out how we were going to release and what we were going to lean into. I mean, and that in itself is a lot of magic. Do you have things to add? Passing back.
Oh. I have the dog and the phone now.
Dog and the phone.
Ooh, shit. Mm-hmm. Also,
I wanted to look at tracks.
Squishing through mud. You'll find mine and Freya's tracks because we just squished through that mud. Finding a nice line between toxic positivity, this mantra that you don't actually believe thing that you might see a lot of, you know, on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. Finding something that really means something to you, even if you it just makes sense to you. I think that that is really helpful because a lot of the things that you see are not real. Hey, puppy, we're staying on the trail. Hey, Lobo, we're staying on the trail.
Stay on the trail.
Stay on the trail.
There's a track.
It's like American Werewolf in London. Stick to the road, beware the moon. Except for we leave the road and love the moon, so not good advice for us.
So many coyote tracks.
Yes. Do we count as werewolves? Like, are we wolf people? Can we just go ahead and say that that's fine? Yes. So finding something that is not... that doesn't feel like toxic positivity bullshit, but that feels real and authentic to you, and repeating that and focusing on it and finding ways to remind yourself, put notes around your house, write it on your mirror with probably like dry erase marker or whatever. Write it down, make yourself look at it.
So, and being simple, making it simple. I feel like I'm getting better at that. We've been trying to be really aware of that, of being more simple. So like for me, it's going to be a reminder to trust my body. Just lean into my body, trust my body. Trust my instincts also to see the signs and to make the right choices. You know, there's choices ahead of me that did not seem like they would be healthy for my body. I'm looking at this beech tree right now, and it poked me, which is usually like, hey, pay attention, Loba. And I'm looking at these beech buds. And so whenever I see a beech tree, I don't know if you've ever actually noticed their buds, but these are some brave buds, man. They're huge. And sometimes in the frost, like they don't make it through the frost because they're so big. But they keep their leaves, like these beautiful, they like turn sort of golden and dead, their leaves, and they protect the buds a little bit. But man, they are like, they put it all out there. The beech tree is like, this is what I got. I'm leaning into myself. I'm leaning into my buds, and they're going to be amazing. Sometimes they don't come out on top for sure. But I was just reminded by this beech tree to believe in yourself and put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Because that is what the beech tree is doing. Lizard, will you take a picture so we can remember that?
Is it marquescence? That's what it's called when a tree holds onto its leaves.
Ooh.
I've always thought beech trees remind me of the Malorn trees in Lothlorien.
Oh.
Let me make my own shadow here. There we go. That is still not there. There we go.
I don't know why I'm being quiet while she takes a picture. Like, me being quiet did not help with the picture. But yeah, so I mean, lesson from the beech tree right here. And it's one of my favorite trees, and it's such a powerful tree and provides food for so many animals. And like I said, like, you know, had this, these buds that are just kind of in your face. And what's it called again, Lizard?
Marquescence.
Cool.
Also, beech trees, you'll see a lot of really big ones because they're not good for building. Like, they're not amazing, like shipbuilding or home building wood. And so in lots of places where deforestation, you know, the trees are actually very young, because people cut them all down. A lot of the times you'll still see big beech trees around because they made it. I think it may be heavy. I can't remember. I'll have to look up why. It wasn't good.
Well, they're softwood. And like for like, so in our home where we have a wood stove, beech wood is really good for getting the fire going and getting it very hot very quickly.
There you go. Softwood, I bet you that's the reason.
Yeah. So they're not like a hardwood tree, like an oak.
Yeah.
Another thing about a beech tree is that it has such sensitive skin. It's such a powerful tree, and it's such a brave tree, and it's such a helpful tree, and it provides home and food for so many animals, but it has such a sensitive skin. It's one of the things that we always teach our students is not to leave your name on the beech tree. You know, don't carve your initials in it. It's actually kind of a shitty thing to do. Okay, well, I am going to push pause because my battery is about to die. So keep going, get yourself ready. We are going to restart our recording when we are at the rocky outcrop. Ha ha ha. We have arrived. We are standing at the edge of a beautiful rocky outcrop. We even had to jump / step over some pits of doom. We did it. And we have about 5 minutes left in my battery. So let's do this, witches.
All right.
So let's take a minute and ground and center. You want to talk us through it?
Okay.
Speedy version.
We are going to feel down with our roots into the ground below us, whatever that is. For us, it's a big, beautiful rock.
Roots down.
Rooted down. Attached. Down. Breathe for a second in your rootedness. Look around you. See what you can see, hear, smell. I hear water dripping, a woodpecker. And then you like to do your connection to the cosmos.
Yes, and then I reach up through the top of my head. I like to touch the top of my head. And I open my crown. And I connect up above me into the cosmos. And I feel myself like I am standing in a moonbeam, connected and rooted down and connected above. And then I bring my energy to my center. I hope you can hear the water. It's really cool. My awareness already feels differently doing that. I've been singing parts of the ritual from Dr. Brannon's book, Entering Hecate's Cave. And the first part, I banish all that blocks and binds. I enter in this ritual with security and trust. Oh, we have a turkey vulture.
Our pretty vulture friend. Hello.
Whoa. Oh, the vulture's right over top of us.
Very beautiful.
There's two.
Hello.
Avian allies. I banish all that blocks and binds.
We are now on Lizard's phone due to the strategic death of Lova's battery. We just had this wonderful experience where our vulture friends flew right overhead. I got some pictures. I hope they're not too blurry.
I was singing.
Yeah. Was your song all in there before your phone died?
I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out later.
Alrighty.
Freya wrapped us up.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am taking the dogbane floopiness out of my pocket that we found. And so.
Oh, there they are again. Hello.
Oh, there are our vulture friends. Here you go, Lizard.
Thank you.
So I am gratefully admiring how beautiful this dog bane is. I love dog bane. And I am releasing my attachment to controlling how my healing, how my menopause goes. I'm releasing my attachment to what it looks like. And I am choosing to plant the seed of trusting in my body.
Sound effects are helpful. Yes. This is Loba very carefully edging towards the end of our very high,
yes,
beautiful,
like this,
outcropping. With one more time. All right. I'm going to give you adorable dog.
Okay, adorable dog.
Adorable dog. And I am going to go over. Adorable dog, what are you releasing? You have dog bane. Here's a wish for Freya's health. She isn't releasing anything. She's a dog. Dogs are already
perfect.
Pretty perfect beings. So I am going to release the guilt and feeling that I should be able to fix, or that it is my responsibility to fix other people's choices, past mistakes, and the consequences that they are facing because of them. So. Here it goes.
All right.
Okie dokie. I am going to make sure I take a picture here in this pretty place. We have some catkins right in front of me. That's cool.
So, also as part of this ritual, just take a minute now to have faith in yourself. Like, believe in yourself. Believe in this ritual and this time and space that we had together. And remember that what you released, that you have this choice, that you can choose to release this attachment, and you know that that situation is going to come up, and you're going to make a different choice. The seed that you planted is ready to grow.
Beautifully said.
And we got you.
Yeah.
I feel like we should sign off.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, signing off.
So may you have a blessed day. The rest of your day, may you enjoy the space that you are in.
Our avian friends here reminded me of one of my favorite blessings, which is from The Hobbit, where the eagles set everybody down and are leaving, and they say, "Farewell wherever you fare, and may your Aries receive you at your journey's end."